Thank you, as always, to our illustrious fourth host, Janet. Varney, do you have anything to plug?
I do. You know, I would love people to check out my ZZ Top cover band, AA Bottoms.
And the name of that again? Okay.
AA Bottoms. A lot of fun. Beardless.
All right. Wonderful. So check out AA Bottoms. And JPC, do you have a review?
Yeah, we have a 5-star review queued up. This one is from It's Clobberin' Time 2161. It just says, I love this thing. Huh.
Speaking of clobbering time, Aaron, I don't know if you know this, there's a Marvel spinoff where the Hulk was shot into space and famously smashed into
Jupiter.
Hulk forever.
Created by Adil Rifai. Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing.
Well, I do say that was a very excellent recording. I will see you chaps on the morrow. Ta-ta, ta-ta, ta-ta. Always good to see you.
I always forget JPC's British.
Gets on my big unicycle. Cycles away.
One big wheel, one small wheel. I'll see y'all later, Janet. Thanks again. I'm going to lean backwards in my chair and slide into this pneumatic tube.
I'm stuck.
Yeah, whatever. Puts on Walkman, rolls my eyes at parent. Fuck you, Mom. Fuck you, Dad. Walks out of the room backwards, hits everything, knocks everything over, and speeds away.
Cool. So I'm the last one here, guys. Thanks for just leaving me here. That's kind of awkward and lonely. You know what? No big deal. Slips off clothing, slips on suit made of castanets, spins around so hard in a circle that she disappears beneath the earth.
Did everyone see that? Was that Janet Varney?
Plump, you know, and I'm just walking in, but there's no way you saw Janet. My God.
I swear to the Chrysler Building, I think I just saw Janet Varney.
I don't believe you, powdering my nose as I walk into the studio.
I wish I told her I had tickets to go see AA Tops.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. Sorry I'm slightly late. I left 45 minutes early to get here on time, and I was citizens arrested 3 times.
Oh, that's actually here.
Oh, Felix, for what?
You know, I wish I knew, but they, when it's a citizens arrest, they do not read you the Miranda rights.
Oh, yeah. But do they read you the Carrie rights or the Samantha rights? Or...
You're a total Samantha rights.
Thank you. I believe it.
And 2 Samantha rights don't make a wrong.
All right, sit down.
Okay, let me just do... I'm eating cavatappi in my tab shoes, okay? Do I sound like Eric Cartman?
Do you want us to be honest? Or
I don't want to answer that. I've never wanted to answer anything less.
Beep, 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 beep.
And welcome back to Hey Relationship Relationship. I'm your host, as always, Beverly Condolences, here with Felix, missing son. Felix, say hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
And Mr. Fladorius Plomp. Plomp, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, on the drive over here, I was a little upset because anytime Crocodile Rock comes on the radio, I'm reminded of the time Elton John wrested those lyrics from my own personal life. I once woke up next to a girlfriend at the time, and I said, I remember when Rock was young. Me and Susie had so much fun, referring to Susie, who was laying next to me. And then I said, bah, 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 bah. Elton John, of course, was still drunk on the floor from a party I held the night previous, and said, aha, and jumped out the window and landed on a motorcycle and flew off to England to write the song. How are you?
Well... Good. And as always, I hate change. And wait, hold on. We're getting a fax from the network. What's it say? Okay.
Oh, don't ask me to read it. I cannot read faxes.
No, I'm reading it.
Wait, what is sweepswakes?
It says, Okay. The network thinks they need to do a complete overall. They called our show a fever dream of sexual perversion.
Beverly,
no chemistry, no laughs, no hearts. What, Plomp?
The network thinks we need to do a complete overall?
Yeah, they said they're faxing over these overalls. They're going to break the fax machine. Oh, God, they're stuck.
We need to be more bucolic, less urban, more of farm folk.
Wait. Oh, my gosh. Felix. Yeah. Plomp. They're sending in a new host.
Oh, no.
To mix things up.
Well, I guess I get it. Writing's on the wall. I'm obviously the one who is leaving. So I just want to say, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
No, Felix. Felix, you don't understand. None of us are being fired. They're just sending in a fourth host.
This is new.
Well, who wrote "By Felix" on the wall?
Oh, not me.
That was me. I did that earlier. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I guess please welcome Miss Buttermilk Snoobs to the studio. Come on in, Miss Buttermilk.
Give me a second. Let me just take off my glass slippers. Hi, everyone. Oh, it's so great to be here. I'm so excited to just be a part of this new team. A big fan of all of yours.
Wow.
You know, obviously, Notorious, big fan of yours. I love you, Catman, Felix Catman, and you, Beverly, condolences. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me, you guys. Great to be
here. Miss Noobs, I have to say, I'm starstruck. I'm a little flabbergasted. I'm a little starstruck. It is such a welcome pleasure to have a relationship expert of your caliber on this show. I mean, it's only an improvement.
Wow. What's your caliber? 38? 44?
45
I like to go very small, like ankle size. What's the ankle size bullet gun?
Oh, I guess that would be a Derringer, of course, named after Courtney Derringer, one of the best dancers of the 1600s. I have to ask, just out of personal curiosity, you're wearing glass slippers.
Yes.
Do you have a fairy godmother?
You know, I subscribe to the idea that we all have to be our own fairy godmothers. So in a way, yes, I do. In a way, no, I don't. But you never know when you're going to be somewhere where you need to leave a bit of a calling card in the romance department. So glass slipper, good way to go.
Buttermilk, this is absolutely wild. But I have to ask, you being on this show, does this mean that Snoobs and Floobs is no more? Because if you're telling me that Snoobs and Floobs is going to go off the air, I don't know what I'm going to do. And is Gary Floobs, is he available? Because if someone can pick up Floobs for another project, I mean, I'm spiraling.
Okay, Gary is very busy. This was actually Gary, yes. Okay, Snoobs and Floobs is on a bit of a hiatus.
Say it ain't so.
Gary got into the overall business. He has always been very bucolic. He loves being out in the country. He started to manufacture overalls. We heard that they were very popular. A lot of people were calling for overalls. And so he felt like that was a great second career, you know. So for him, it's good. It's big. It's good. It's great. And for me, you know, it's time to move on to, you know, whether you're going up higher, you're going up lower, you know what I mean? Whether you're sinking or flying when you do your next project, go with the flow.
Buttermilk, if I may, just also a big fan. Do you mind, since you're retiring that duo, do you mind if you and I just do 30 seconds at tops, 29 to 30 seconds of Snoobs on First?
I'm actually contractually obligated to not.
You know, a lot of baseball players these days have funny names.
I can't contractually. I'm not able to do that. I'm so sorry, but
you
I can't tell you.
What do you mean you can't? Oh, you mean Kant the philosopher?
Oh bless. Yeah, that's right. Immanuel Kant, you see that I can't do this because contracts will not allow me to do this exchange.
Immanuel? This didn't come with an Immanuel. I thought there would be instructions. Buttermilk, thank you so much. That word for word, we nailed it.
You are no Floobs.
You're so welcome.
You are no Floobs, my friend.
Sorry, I just need to address the elephant in the room. Miss Buttermilk, I am a little bit embarrassed to see you. The last time I saw you was in court when I got caught for plagiarizing your book word for word.
Oh,
again, I am so sorry. I thought you would never notice, and I'm just really inspired by you. I'm just a big fan. Happy to know you outside of the courtroom.
I am also very excited to be here. They say that pure, unadulterated, illegal plagiarism is the purest form of compliment. I took it that way.
That's what
way,
I said,
you know?
Yeah.
Especially mm-hmm. after seeing you humiliated like that. I don't know why you represented yourself. That seemed ill-advised.
You know what, Buttermilk? I was trying to have a real Atticus Finch moment in the courtroom, but it turns out you have to prepare to have something like that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really roll off the tongue like you're expecting it to when you're there day of and you're hungover. Mm. But I'm happy that you're here now. I'm just thrilled to have you. Where are you from? Sorry, I can't place the
accent. I'm sorry, you're not able to tell. Well, I of course, was born in Montreal. I lived for several years in Copenhagen. And that's what took me to the beautiful sands of Malibu.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Montreal, the Toronto of the East.
That's exactly what you call it. You, but specifically just you. I've been around. I've seen a lot of different relationships in a lot of different places. Three.
And the stories you can tell.
Unfortunately, congratulatedly obligated. I'm congratulatedly obligated to, it's a bit of a win for me, but I can't talk about any real stories because we can talk about what's in my book, AKA Beverly's book, but I can't talk about anything fresh because I got a new book coming out.
Believe me, I get it. I got a hand job from Justin Bieber that I'm just not allowed to talk about. What am I doing? What am I doing?
NDA. Can I just say a few words that just spring to mind? Blackcurrant. Red bean. Gefilte fish. The reason I'm saying these words is because, surprise, surprise, and excitement, we now have an international flavor. Buttermilk, thank you for bringing an international flavor to Hey Relationship. We're excited for your experience and your status in the international relationship community.
Well, I like to think of myself as the international coffee, like those old coffee commercials where they would have, like, out of a can, they would give you, like, Swiss Alps, you know, coffee.
Siblings were almost going to kiss?
Yeah.
You know, I think about that.
I bring
every
that
Christmas.
Kind of crackling excitement and eroticism to every show I do.
And I hope this is not too personal, Miss Noobs, but what is your current relationship status? Just because I've seen Felix put on cologne at least three times in the last 5 minutes since you've arrived.
It's getting so strong. It's not even the same cologne.
Two of those were spills.
Why?
Two of those were spills.
Why are you changing colognes every couple of minutes? That's just like creating a weird zoo of flavors that are hitting our noses, Felix.
Can I be honest
with you? Bunch of mosquitoes just fell to the ground. Around.
And he's not spraying it where you think. In his eyes.
At this point, I feel like I'm stuck in a loop, and if I don't change it every 2 minutes, the equilibrium is shattered and I might die.
Understood. Boy, you're a fun group. What was the question? What's my relationship status? I'm open. I'm interested. I like to be with a couple of people at a time. I think that, you know, keeps it interesting. And that way people aren't demanding too much of each other. So for me, ideally, I would be in a relationship with three people at once, not including me.
Wow. But I will say, I'll tell you what I told my waiter at Cracker Barrel last night. Too rich for my blood. I have to leave.
I'd love to hear what it was that you were commenting on. Was it the quality of the menu? Was it the ingredients? Was it the price? What made it rich for
you? It was the
buttermilk. I didn't make it past the rocking chairs. $3.99 for a rocking chairs? Joe Brandon, you have something to apologize for.
$3.99 for a rocking chair? That's a bargain.
I couldn't. Well, with what I was working with, it was too rich for my blood, and I had to leave.
I refuse to go back to Cracker Barrel because a game on the table once called me an ignoramus. Beverly, would you mind asking me about my relationship status?
Oh, yeah, Plump. Normally I don't. I just assume that you and Diane Keaton are going strong. What's going on?
It's complicated.
I saw your Facebook update.
Yes. Well, Diane Keaton and I have been trying to work things out, but she pulled one of those, what's that book that they turn into a movie with Cate Blanchett?
Jumanji.
That's the thing. She pulled a Jumanji, where she pulled out a board game. I think it was Scattergories, and as she was playing, she got sucked into the game. Now, I haven't seen her since. I assume she's in the game every once in a while.
Isn't getting sucked into this category sort of just like getting sucked into the dictionary? I feel like there's not really a magical world.
No, you're right.
In there.
That's even worse. Oh, boy. I should hire some investigators. But every night before I go to bed, I shake the box to let her know I still love her. But we do need to get her out of there. So my ex-wife is sucked into a board game. How's everybody else doing?
That is complicated.
It is complicated. Is that, have you explored, Felix, the possibility that your son was pulled into some sort of game?
Oh,
I've nary a box goes unopened when I see a board game. I've been kicked out of a Mattel store countless times, and there's only a couple of those. And I've also been told, sir, this is a warehouse. Mattel does not have retail stores that only sell Mattel.
You're
in a Mattel warehouse.
Felix, I saw all that viral footage of you trying to give Barbies better haircuts. Very sinister.
Well, while I was there, I figured I might as well spruce up the place. I'm one of these people, it's like a take a penny, leave a penny, right? Like, I like to walk into a room and leave it cleaner than when I came in.
Is that what leaving a penny does? Oh, this room feels so fresh right now. Oh, someone left a penny.
If you come over to my apartment, if the fucking landlord will take the lock off the door, if you come over to my apartment, you will see it spotless clean. And by that, I mean thousands of pennies scattered all over the apartment.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so many wishes. Beverly, should we get into some questions?
Yes, of course. You know what, Plump? We're going to come back with some questions with our new co-host, Miss Buttermilk Snoobs. But for now, let's go to our first commercial break.
Hi. Do you need to keep layering cologne to smell good to get the attention of someone that you're sexually interested in?
What is that?
It's called blood cologne. And it's a cologne that attacks all your senses, baby. Don't take my word for it. Here's some real life examples from customers just like you.
I used to work in an office. I would go in every day and type away at my computer. I don't think anyone noticed me. I don't think anyone would know if I would live or die. And then one day a man came to me and said, "Would you like to give a testimonial for a commercial?" I said, "What's the product?" He said, "Does it matter?" I said, "No, I guess it doesn't."
Hi, I'm TV's and movies and radio's Devin Sawa. I'm being paid $2,500 per minute to be here. Can I keep stalling? Can I keep stalling?
Hi.
Could I keep stalling?
I prefer to remain anonymous because I have a sexual kink surrounding mosquitoes, and I can't say enough good things about blood cologne.
Blood cologne. Smell bad enough that people have to be in your commercials.
Hey, girls. Are you a big fan of Barbie?
Yeah! Yeah!
Don't you wish that Barbie had a little more fun?
Yes!
Well, introducing new Mattel's Carbie. It's Barbie eating carbs.
Oh.
Isn't that exciting? I guess I should have focus tested this on air during the commercial.
Why are you just a man in a warehouse pushing pasta at Barbie dolls' faces?
Well, because that's what Carbie's all about. She enjoys pasta. She has no time for any relationships because she's
That's him. Get him. He's back.
Kids, give me your hat. Give me your hat. I'm one of you. If anyone asks, I'm one of you.
Oh my God, he's got hostages. He's got three hostages.
Sir.
Please help us. I'm gluten intolerant.
It looks sort of like I see a Barbie that's half Barbie, half car. Did you come up with the name Carbie and then sort of workshop what it was going to end up being?
Yeah, duh. I thought it would be a crossover toy. It's like a Transformer meets a Barbie and it would appeal to all kids. Then I panicked.
We're outside the Mattel factory where the Carbie kidnapper has taken three hostages. We don't yet know his motives, but we know they're probably weird.
Carbie, it's fun to be a girl. Carbie.
My legs are wheels.
All right, we are back.
Bear.
To hey, relationship, because we got Miss Buttermilk Snoobs with us here today. Let's get some real
questions from our listeners to read.
Why'd you stress real?
Because I really, really got them from real people.
Okay.
Does Let's that start mean out all the with previous... one.
Oh, never
What's
mind.
What's that, Plop?
I was going to say, does that mean all previous questions were fictitious?
Are you an RA right now? Why are you?
Sorry, can
Why
I come
in
the door?
In
can
business?
I come in the door? Don't shut the door on my feet. Don't shut the door on my feet. I smell pot in here.
We're doing homework, man.
Okay. What are you guys doing later? Is there a party?
I love this dynamic. I just have to say, Gary and I did not, as I'm sure, Felix, you know, we did not get along. And that was part of what was so fun about it. It was
that
a real,
was
like, will they or won't they? But
did you? Don't tell me. But don't tell me.
Congratulatorily, I'm not allowed to tell you.
Oh, I got to know. I have to
that's
know.
Part of my contract.
I would really know. I would really love to know if you and Gary Flubes did anything. Kissed, hugged.
Put a pin in that. Let's do some real, wink, wink, real right. questions from listeners and
wink,
see
wink.
What happens.
Okay.
Well, this one is from Eddie, and this one's a real doozy, all right? We're starting out tough. How do I know that my partner is the one?
Wow, okay, that's a tough one. I'll kick this one off. Here's what I'll say. If your partner seems to know kung fu, if your partner can bend over backwards without falling down, they seem to slow down time when making decisions so they can make the best decision, then your partner is the one. If they cannot do any of those things, then you are dating an everyday, run-of-the-mill, plugged-into-the-system worm of a human being.
So you're saying, like, if your partner is a neoconservative, then they are going to be the one. Am I getting that right?
I think that's fair to say.
Wonderful.
I mean, I have to agree with you. I have to agree with you, Flodorius. I think that that is a perfect way to tell. Now, the other dead indicator that your partner is indeed the one, have they been traveling to alternate realities, killing a person who looks, for all intents and purposes, exactly like them? And then after they do, absorbing a little bit of their powers? And you know what you're saying? How would I know if they're doing this? Well, when they're coming back to you, do they feel stronger? Do they feel a little faster? Are people invading your timeline and trying to attack them? It's obvious that I don't think all of us have seen this movie.
What movie?
Exactly.
What movie?
It doesn't matter.
Tell me off air.
Miss Buttermilk, what do you think?
Well, I feel like maybe I tipped my hand a little bit just in talking about myself. But Eddie, I would say, you know, there doesn't have to be a one. You don't have to necessarily, I'm not saying that you have to be in a plural relationship, but I am saying that you don't have to put the pressure on yourself or on your significant other that they are like the one and only. Don't turn them into a number. You know what I mean? That's like very bureaucratic. It's like, what's your fit? You know, are they your cologne? Are they your rubber ducky? Are they your paperclip set? I very recently watched a Christmas special from an old Sesame Street, so I got that question in my mind. But, you know, what are they to you? Don't make it about, like, there's only one of this type, because you might find a rubber ducky and a paperclip collection. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That's wonderful. That is wonderful advice.
I feel the exact opposite about a steakhouse, and that there has to be a one.
Well, absolutely. It's the Worcestershire of meat. Beverly, did you have any ideas?
You know what? Here's a thought experiment. Everybody close your eyes if you're listening to the show. If you have a partner, especially.
I'm closing my eyes.
You have a partner, but you're out in the town. Sorry.
I'm bumping into everything here.
I also just threw a bunch of pens at you the second you close your eyes, Felix.
So I can never tell if I'm at motion or if an object hitting me is at motion.
Okay, so you have a partner at home, but you're out on the town with friends. Idris Elba comes walking into the bar, and he asks for your number. If you hesitate for 10 seconds or longer, it means you really love your partner and that they might not be the one, but they are a one, and you should put them on your stake and love them forever. If it takes less than 10 seconds for you to violently write your number on the closest surface, they're not the one.
Well, I would say the person can be your, again, your special one, but you're a person with, like, blood flowing through your veins. You got a beating heart. Of course you're going to give Idris Elba your number. It doesn't matter if you're with the one. You're going to give Idris your number. What, are you crazy?
There's no hypothetical in which someone just full-blown does not give out their number. It's the hesitation that counts. Yes. 10 seconds of hesitation, you're in love.
Can I say?
Me? I would write a number immediately.
Can I say one time I was in a spa in a Scandinavian country that will go nameless, and Lee Pace walked in, asked me for my number. Wow. I took a big sip of whiskey. I said 69, gave a big wink, and we did.
Now, Plump,
I'm
don't
so
want
jealous.
To say
what I'm are throwing you protecting you. In that story? You're protecting the country in that story?
I don't want to get sued.
I don't want to say I don't believe you, but I do know for a fact that Lee Pace is 6'8", and I don't think anyone can 69 with him.
I didn't say it was comfortable.
For him.
In fact, I had to have surgery.
Oh, no.
What?
I overextended my entire body and penis to a point where I had to have extensive.
All right, well, next question then, right?
I hear that Pace is like DiCaprio and that he pays for the surgery. He's a All good right. guy.
But he had headphones in the whole time.
Headphones in the whole time.
This one is from Rachel. Okay? Without being too 90s sitcom, how should I handle having in-laws that are not so great?
Don't have to be in a 90s sitcom to have that problem.
Mm-hmm.
How would I handle in-laws who are not that great? Was that the question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's what you do. If you live in New York in an apartment that you can somehow afford, what I would say is you're probably living woman, woman, guy, guy. What you do is, for one day and one day only, you panically run over and bang on the door looking through the picture frame looking hole of your friend's apartment, and you say, please open up, please open up. I have a proposition for you. You say, for today, can I take one of your roles here in the apartment? I live with you. You go live with my roommates. And we pretend to be man and wife living in some sort of matrimony. This way, you're going to fool the in-laws into thinking that you're married. Of course, the in-laws will show up and be like, this is not my son. And the whole thing falls to shit. Now, of course, you've done a panic sitcom scenario, and you have to sit and stew in it. Now, of course, you will fall in love with the roommate from across the hall, who was your platonic friend from before. You will inevitably actually move in with that person. You will get married, and it will be a 3-episode series arc.
I will say one quick way to get rid of in-laws is to destroy your marriage by falling in love with your best friend. That sounds like a surefire way to do it, Plump.
You know what? I'm going to give a serious answer here. I think that you should go into your husband's closet and put on all of his clothes and then walk into a room with him and start doing lunges and then say, could I be wearing any more clothes?
Very good.
And that should solve the problem in 10 seconds.
That was a serious answer. That was a serious answer. I'm glad you gave that answer, Beverly, because Plump, you lost me at lady, lady, guy, guy. I don't know what that means. They're living lady, lady, guy, guy. I don't know what scenario that is.
You know what? I misspoke. They're living lady, gaga, which means they're little freaks.
Ooh, rah, 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 rah.
I feel good about that. I feel good about that answer.
I was obviously briefly married. I was in a very similar situation to this. This is back in my pert days. In a very similar situation to this, I was very unfamiliar with the concept of in-laws. So my wife at the time told me that the in-laws were coming over and I should invite mine. Now, I didn't know what that term meant, so what I did is I went down to a biker bar and I said, are there any outlaws in here who would like to have dinner at my house tonight? And I brought 6 or 7 of some of the meanest bank robbers back to our apartment that we shared with at the time. And they beat the crap out of us and they robbed her parents blind. And they never forgave me for that. And I went down to that biker bar and pleaded for their forgiveness for months after. Every day I went back for months. Actually, pretty good group of guys. Very misunderstood, those bikers.
Wow.
This was back in your pert days? Was this pert plus?
This is my wife, my ex-wife pert.
What shampoo were you using at the time?
Well, after she Irish springed on me, I switched over to Pantene Pro-V.
Well, I will just... Yeah, if I could just quickly say, Rachel...
you know, the big question is what is your relationship like with your partner to where, like, does your partner know that their parents are difficult? Because I can't really give a sincere answer unless I know how honest the two of you are with each other. Like, if you have a partner who's like, ugh, my parents, they make us all crazy, then you are on a team together. You figure out how to handle it together. But if it's somebody who adores their parents, they don't know how just absolutely awful their parents are, you can't approach it the same way. So if you could follow up, give me that answer for the next time I am inevitably on this show, I would love smart. To dig into it a little bit more with a little bit more information.
That's a smart way to do it.
Yeah, it's very
Buttermilk,
smart.
You are blowing us out of the water with this good advice. I'm about to plagiarize your answers.
Go for it, baby.
Speaking of blowing us out of the water, when me and Lee Pace were 69ing in a hot springs.
And I think that this is a perfect time to go to break. Hoity-toity-to, Irish Spring Shampoo. And...
I'm sorry, cut real quick. We're getting a lot of complaints
about what?
Casting it. Well, casting an American actor who's really playing up like the sort of stereotypes of Ireland. Could you just be yourself and just, you can speak highly of Ireland, but you don't need to do the whole, you don't have to do the voice.
Sure.
If you do the voice, just don't mention like the stereotypical things. Like you can have the accent. Yeah. And take two.
And I don't want to get in the way of anything, but if you do know how to hold a boom mic and you do want to switch positions with me, like I said.
No.
No, it's fine. You do you. I'll hold the boom mic.
Heart, stars and rainbows, clovers and balloons. Hoity toity toy. Ah da da, gold at the end of the rainbow. Irish shampoo.
Better.
Irish Springs.
We got it. Thank you so much.
Oh, good.
Yes. Hi, I'm Bjork. I've never been in a commercial before, but I want to tell people about my amazing hot springs. It is in Iceland.
Bjork! No one can know where it is.
Oh, shh! I'll be oh so quiet. Okay, take two. My hot springs is in a place that definitely is not Iceland. It is in cold country next to Iceland, where the
it's too specific to say next to Iceland. More ambiguous, Bjork.
And if you come to our hot springs located right in the geographical area that is close by to the place called Iceland, you will... Those sound like complimentary groans. Did I nail it?
Oh, yeah!
I knew latitude and longitude was the way to go. So come to our hot springs and find true love, or at least a 6'9".
I have a question for you. Is your steak being a dumb little fucking dry asshole?
Meow,
thank you, guitar.
Meow.
And also with you. Did you just do a line of coke guitar?
No.
So you're a slide guitar. Yeah. Well, if your steak's being a dumb fucking dry little asshole, get new A1's flavor paint for your steak. It comes with a little brush so you can paint on as much flavor paint as you like.
Bam!
Excuse me, ma'am. What kind of steak are you having?
I'm just having a regular steak.
Are you nervous?
I've never spoken to a guitar.
I guess I'm looming over.
I'm hoping to meet the guitar. No, you are.
I'll get out of here.
Could you, give us the room, please?
Yeah. Guitar, you go ahead. I'll be out the car. You two have fun. 6'4", 2, 1, 5, 10.
Verizon Wireless. If you're in your car waiting for your guitar to fuck, you better hope you have signal.
And we're back.
Oh, man, that was a fun break. That was a lot of fun, that break.
Very fun break.
Yeah, fun break, I'd say.
All right, let's get another question.
Oh, just a question.
Yeah, from a real person. How do I celebrate? This one's from Autumn. How do I celebrate my 2-year dating anniversary?
Well, if I'm going to go ahead and be honest with everyone, we are now in winter, and to go back to autumn to answer a question seems rude. Now, the people in the months of winter have written in. They have the more urgent needs with their relationship questions. To go backwards, to travel back in time, to answer a question with someone who's probably already figured it out or moved on seems pointless to me. Beverly?
Yeah,
Jesus,
the person
plop.
Drinking something. You had there are three people, three different people sitting right in front of you. You picked the one who needed to take a sip to hydrate herself. Good call.
I was drinking the cologne because I wanted to see how much it burned.
I have plenty. I have plenty. Please, everyone help yourselves.
Oh, there's a little hole in my esophagus. How about that?
Cute.
Huh.
I think that you should let them plan it. Sort of test your partner in a way that is cruel. Set them up to fail. Felix?
Is everything okay, Beverly?
Yeah. No, it's good. I'm fine. Yeah. Drinks more blood cologne.
Okay, easy on that stuff. Easy on that stuff.
Break,
do you have any ginger ale I can mix this with?
That's mostly ginger ale. I think it's like 60% ginger ale. 2-year okay. anniversaries are a special anniversary.
24 months.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, when you've been in a relationship less than 3 years, they like to use baby ages. So you're going to go ahead and say how many months you've been together instead of how
so
many
So you're
years.
In your terrible twos, which means that you know, it's probably best that you don't go anywhere where you could make a scene. Because, believe me, I remember being 2 years in a relationship the one time that I was 2 years into a relationship, and we fought all the time.
No.
And I took that as an indication of just what it's like at that stage. So you're going to be fighting all the time. You're going to be screaming in public. You're always going to be wrong. So you just have to accept that. And wherever you go, just make sure that you don't make a scene. And if you do make a scene, you have to get as timid and apologetic as you possibly can and don't make any eye contact with the people there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like I'll back that up. I was just going to add that I would go one of the things that you don't see coming necessarily when your relationship is finally 24 months is a city bus. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to reinforce the locks in your home. You're going to want to look around, get down on your knees, look around. What could a 24-month-old relationship get into? You're going to have to go ahead and make all of the outlets safe.
Uh-huh.
You're going to want to plug those up. I'm not sure how that works. I don't have kids, but you're going to want to make sure that, you know, like the if there's like a cabinet that you could open and like, all of the pans could fall on
nail that toilet seat
nail
down.
The toilet seat down. You're just going to want to make sure, because you will be very surprised what your 24-month-old can get up to when the second you turn your back. You know what I mean?
Butterbill, can I ask, what are your feelings on relationship gates?
Relationship gates?
For the stairs or for certain rooms. Should your partner be able to go anywhere?
That's a personal choice, Plump. It really is. I hate to say it's plumpicated, but it is plumpicated.
You should love to say that.
I should say it's plumpligated. Because
wow.
They're gates.
Thank you.
Plumpligated.
It's my pleasure.
Well, happy anniversary. Next question. This one is from, how do I even tell what your real name is? Harley. This one's from Harley. Is 10 years together a good time to get matching tattoos with your significant other? Great question.
This is from the Harley Davidson Motorcycle Club.
Uh-huh, it is.
So, Felix, I feel like you're the right one to answer this.
Well, I will say, to commemorate the 10th anniversary of when my son got missing, I went ahead and went down to the Outlaws that I had talked to earlier, and I had them give me a stick and poke tattoo. of my son's face, because honestly, I got tired of asking people, have you seen this boy? So now I just show people my left bicep. Well, the tattoo was actually, my left bicep wasn't big enough. So it's my left bicep and the front of my right. I kind of have to squeeze them together in front of my chest. I can't quite get there. So I did have to get a little bit of his face filled in as a gap in front of my chest. So there's a V of his face on my chest and both arms crisscrossed across my body. But then it's my son's face. Now, in order to show people the full tattoo, I do have to take off what I would like to say is most of my shirt. But it's so much easier.
What part of your shirt do you leave on?
I want to say the midriff. I have to buy a bunch of special shirts, and now I am putting together why I was citizens arrested so many times walking over here, because it's not a long walk.
I would say that you could start spending your money on cummerbunds, because, buddy, you don't need a shirt. You just put on the cummerbund. That's the only part of the shirt that you are showing that you're leaving on anyway, so.
Okay. Now this...
The cummerbund industry is about to take off. Wow, they're going to love that bump from you, Buttermilk. Wowie zowie.
Cummerbund.
My pleasure.
Now, meanwhile, my cummerbund business went tits up because I totally misunderstood what a cummerbund was. And what I was selling was a bakery item that no one wanted to eat.
Felix, this is going to blow your mind. Lifts up shirt. We have the same tattoo.
Oh. My God.
Oh, my God. Can you believe it?
That's my Isaac.
Yeah. Yeah. We have the same tattoo.
Huh. What a coincidence. And did you ask for that? Did you request that?
No, I said dealer's choice at the tattoo parlor, and this is what I got.
I've been to that tattoo parlor. It is the first picture in his book.
Yeah,
He's very proud of his work.
So, I got it too. Plump?
Yes?
Any advice? Plum said bye. Plum said vice.
Let's see. So Harley's writing in asking about a tattoo. I can only assume, and I don't want to make too many assumptions, because when you make an assumption, you make an ass out of you and Pimpton. I think this is probably Dr. What's her name? Harley Quinn, medicine woman. But she's dating, of course, the Joker. So Harley Quinn, medicine woman, run. Your boyfriend is probably an evil villain. He's a menace to society. He's a thorn in Batman's side. I would say don't get a tattoo, because what are you going to get? You're going to get a Joker's wild tattoo. You're going to get some sort of playing card, an ace up your sleeve. You're going to get some sort of funny hat with bells on the end, or like a mallet. That's not fun. Marley, leave him. You're better than that.
And what do you think, Buttermilk? Should Harley get a tattoo?
Well, here's what I would say.
Buttermilk Snoops has advice for pubes.
I'm so glad you didn't write him with pubes like Gary used to. That always offended me so very, very much. Well, first I want to say, if you decide not to leave this person, and if you decide, Harley, to not get the tattoo of Isaac, which I feel like right now you're probably 50-50, maybe you guys are going to both get Isaac.
It's a good tattoo.
I would say, I think what inspired me was the whole fact, Felix, that you were saying that you have to put pieces of your skin together to really make the tattoo make sense. So I would say, don't get matching tattoos, Harley. What you're going to want to do is get a tattoo that only makes sense when you are standing next to your partner, like pressing the tattoos together. It's kind of like the Mad Magazine, where like you have to fold it to see what the real image is. So if it's like Lee Pace, you know, you're going to people aren't going to know that it's Lee Pace until you put your tattoos together. Now, how that's going to work and why you wouldn't be able to tell it was Lee Pace and why two tattoos pressed together suddenly becomes Lee Pace, that's for you to figure out. I'm not in your relationship. Yeah. Give me a break.
Lee Pace is gorgeous, but he has a completely asymmetrical face. So if you just see half of his face, you say, who the fuck is that?
Yeah. Could be anyone. That could be any gorgeous 6'8" man.
Well, let's do one more break before we get to some more questions, and we'll see you back after the break.
Hi, it's me, Alfred E. Newman. I bet you're thinking, whatever happened to Mad and Cracked magazine? We're still here. You're just not buying us.
So go.
Sorry, we didn't say local, action. We didn't say, sorry. We, no one called for action. Sorry. Oh. I was giving you a tour of the set. This is,
Oh, but there's a camera.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Okay. And then if you need to go to the bathroom, bathroom's right over here. Your chair is this way.
I don't.
Okay.
Do you recognize me? Big gap in the front teeth, big smile, big ears.
No. I'm 22. Oh. So
well, then you're the perfect demographic for a new generation of Mad Magazine readers. See, what we do is we kind of take what's in the zeitgeist and we lampoon it.
I'm gotta get you into hair and makeup. It's right this way.
Hair and makeup? More like scare and cake butt.
Okay.
Huh? See what I did there? That's a classic. That's a classic lampooning that you'll find in every issue of Mad Magazine and Cracked Magazine.
See, there's literally a cover over the camera right now. Nothing is being filmed that you're doing. I'm still just giving you a tour of the set.
Okay. What do you film here?
Law and Order, mostly. Sometimes some commercials.
Law and Order? More like...
Uh-oh.
More like paw and odor. So it'd be like dogs shitting everywhere. So that here's
I'm actually I do have a question
spread.
Actually I do have a question.
Dogs shitting
for you.
Everywhere like there's a gavel stuck in a big piece of shit. And
what was
else?
It that this magazine did? I feel like I'm getting further away from what it is.
So we would take anything in the cultural zeitgeist and we would just kind of send it up. Like we'd make people look dumb with our caricature drawings. We would like make it real raunchy and dirty and silly. Like a lot of blue humor. We were very popular.
Whoa, what's up, Polk County, Florida? Are you ready to rock and roll? That's right. It's Gary Floobs here, and I've cut the dead weight, and I'm on my own. Every morning, 4 a.m. to 4:15, in Polk County, Florida, it's the Floobe Tube.
Floobe Tube.
I'm taking your calls live on the Floobe Tube if I can figure out this machine. It does not have instructions.
Flubbergasted.
Hi, is this Gary Floob?
This is Gary Floob. If you're one of my creditors, I'm dead.
Yeah. Fuck you, Gary Floob. We miss Buttermilk Snoobs.
All right, look, that's the last one of those calls. Jeff, are we screening these at all? Okay, Jeff's gone. Jeff has left. Double middle fingers coming from Jeff as he exits the studio.
Ring, 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 ring.
You're on the Floob Tube.
Hi, Gary Floob. My name is Janine, and I'm calling in to tell you I miss Buttermilk.
Fuck
you, man.
Pancakes are... Okay, it's probably not pancakes. It's probably a co-host, huh?
Snoobs! Bring back Snoobs! Bring back Snoobs!
All right, cut her off, Jeff. Jeff? Oh, yeah, Jeff left. Look, people, I can't bring back Snoobs because I can't undo and unsay the things that I did. Do I... My punishment is here in hell with you people in Polk County,
ring,
Florida.
Ring, 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 ring.
All right, we have another call. You're on the Floob Tube.
I have Miss Buttermilk Snoobs for Gary Floobs on the line.
Really? She's calling for me?
Shall I patch you through?
Oh, God, I'm
and
completely
patching
naked.
Patching through.
No.
Gary, hi. How are you?
Hey, Buttermilk. I'm actually really busy right now counting my $1 million bills.
Sure.
What can I help you with?
Sure. I just wanted to... Well, I wanted to wish you the best by saying, fuck you!
No! Come on!
Snoobs! 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 Snoobs!
I think it's...
Snoobs! Can I say my
Snoobs.
Own name? Is that weird?
Yeah.
Who chants their own name? Snoobs!
No!
Snoobs!
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 Snoobs.
That was the real her? It's 4:15 in the morning. She'd probably have to wake up for this. What the fuck?
Ring, 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 ring.
Go for Floobs. You're on the Floob Tube.
Snoobs! Snoobs! It's hard to join a chant unless you call in. Snoobs!
Yeah,
Snoobs.
I'm sorry. It's, I don't have the machine. It's not... Jeff, he knows the machine. He left, and
this
I don't
is
know.
Jeff.
I just... Jeff! You son
Snoobs.
Of a bitch!
Snoobs! Snoobs!
Floob Tube!
Floob Tube!
Bow, 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 bow.
Oh, look at that
horny guitar.
Guitar.
And we're back
we're
from
back.
Our, yeah, that was a fun commercial break. We actually all went to Denny's in the break.
Mm-hmm.
That's how long that break was. Kind of fun.
I got the buttermilk biscuits. It was a little on the nose.
And I was locked out. I couldn't come into the restaurant. They said that they were at capacity, which is not a first for me at Denny's.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in to the new, and I'll say improved, Hey Relationship, Relationship, Relationship. Thank you so much for coming in, Miss Buttermilk Snoobs. Unfortunately, now that you've done this, you have to be back for all of these, or else people are going to be disappointed.
Well, that's very nice. You know, once I finish the, I'm doing a rotation of about 50 different relationship shows to kind of try everybody out to see what is going to be the right fit for me. Once I've, you know, explored my options, I'll let you know. You know, don't call me, etc.
And we won't, but we should just get your number, right? I mean, even though we will not use it, and we do promise that we won't use it.
Okay, unless you're Idris Elba. Fat chance, buddy.
Well, fair enough.
If you're Idris Elba, you already have it.
Okay, you know what? It gives me something to work towards.
Well, if I'm being honest, I wouldn't mind because I was very impressed by her voice. I wouldn't mind having Bjork on next time.
Yeah, me neither. And as always, if you have any information about Felix missing son, Isaac, call Movie Phone and let them know what you've seen or done or heard.
Oh.
Well, great.
I can't believe we sat here and this whole time and I didn't mention it. I found him.
What? What?
Yeah.
We did. We absolutely mentioned it because Buttermilk said, did your son disappear inside a board game?
Oh, my son. Okay, that makes way more sense now. I thought you meant like, you know, the light that heats the earth.
Well.
God, I'm nothing without these closed captions. No, yeah, I found Isaac.
What?
Wait, what?
Well, yeah, we're out of time.
Wow, okay.
Goodbye, everybody. And as always.
What?
What?
As always, what?
As always, what?
Do we have an outro?
Do we have it always?
What?
Yeah, he's Moon Knight.
He's Moon Man?
Your son is
Moon Man? He's the guy who lives in the moon? Your son is Moon Man.
Your son is Oscar Isaac.
Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
Moon Man.